I mean, thank goodness I got up it when I did. And also, thank goodness that in 1985, when I finally did reach the summit of Everest with the Norwegian team, that was the last year that the Nepalese government only allowed one expedition on a route at a time. And that meant in 1985, we had the Western Coombe to ourselves. That was wonderful. I think now, I think it's an inevitable development. I think if you could compare it, if you like, to the history of Mont Blanc. And where, of course, you know, Mont Blanc originally, I mean, it was as distant and as seemed as inaccessible in, what, the late 18th century as Everest did to Tenzing and Hillary in 1953. And then the natural development is a first ascent is made, then other ascents are made, then guides, you know, there is a commercial opportunity and guides start guiding people up. And you now, you know, very quickly on Mont Blanc, you've got a situation where the ordinary route was being climbed regularly. And it was inevitable that exactly the same thing would happen on Everest. whether just how you manage it is the big problem. And at the moment, it's a kind of an anarchic kind of situation, you know, where there's these hundreds of people going for it every year, and where there's a certain amount of conflict. There's a lot of perhaps unnecessary deaths. And but that has, you know, that no doubt will be sorted out in the fullness of time.